to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix
1041. 1041.
1 hour and 48 minutes and 13 seconds until the first Boston Marathon athletes take off onto the course.
Let's go!
And all morning long, we're playing some songs that might inspire you when you're out there on the course, or might inspire the runners, or maybe just inspiring fans to get out there and be a little extra loud this morning for these people that are running, whether they're running to challenge themselves physically, or maybe they're running for a charitable organization. Mm-hmm. It is one of the best days in this city, is Marathon Monday.
I remember my very first Marathon Monday, and we were down there because everybody, you know, was like, you have to go, you have to go. And so I went with Kristen, a gal who used to work here many, many moons ago, and she was like, here, you have to stand here. She was explaining to me how the streets in Boston are alphabetical. Yes. And she's like, we have to go from the G to the B. And I was like, okay. And I'd never watched a race before.
Most people probably haven't.
Because I wasn't a runner, nor did I date a runner. And so those are the only two reasons, I suppose. And I just remember being overwhelmed by everybody was there for strangers. They didn't know your name or who you are, but it's written on your bib, so they're screaming and yelling so you can cross the finish line. It's a day like no other.
Janet is from Northbridge. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. You can call or text. How about you, Janet? I know you're a grandmother. What did you get into over the weekend?
We went to Saturday in Hopkinton at the start line. They had a kids 100-yard dash race and on the common, and they had all kinds of activities for the kids. And my 10-year-old granddaughter and my nieces all ran together in it, and it was an awesome experience.
Oh, that's so cute.
It is. It was so special, like, as a 70-year-old, to see them at the start line.
Aww.
And
the
whole
experience.
It's a big deal. It is. It
well,
is.
You go, Gray. You go.
Yeah. I don't know about me, but it was really, I love that they're going to carry on that love of the marathon.
Amazing.
That's good stuff. Thanks for sharing that, Janet. We appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
And one of the things, obviously, is the chafing and the blistering of it all running the marathon today, Kennedy, which you're very familiar with. I also today am playing hurt. I am blistered up. I showed you and producer Dan. I don't know how I'm here this morning after suffering through so much pain. But I'm a team player.
You and the marathon runners are one and the same.
That
huh?
is it. That is it. This weekend, I did what a lot of people do and suffer through, and that was spring cleanup, the raking of the leaves. I have double blisters on my thumbs this morning, guys. Do you see these things on my thumbs?
How come you didn't wear gloves?
I had gloves on. That's the infuriating part.
You have soft radio hands that aren't used to real work.
I was wearing gloves the entire time.
Don't you have a lawn guy? For crying out loud, there's just some things that
spring,
you know.
Spring cleanup is expensive in 2026. We're on a budget, Kennedy.
Well, you get blisters for your budget. What
I know,
do you want?
Right? I'm just like, what exactly? I mean, I don't even know.
You look like you raked.
It looks ridiculous. And where they're located is like in the most ridiculous places.
No, it's the place that you were
holding the rake.
I mean, I don't know. It's not ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's like on the
very
top.
Very obvious.
I would think like you get the blisters on the pads on the inside of
your
hand.
You clearly weren't holding your rake.
I don't know how to hold a rake, obviously.
Improper rake holding. I mean, it leads to blisters every time, Dan.
It is the outside of my thumbs are completely blistered.
I mean, there's a PSA that runs all the time about that. Isn't there?
So anyway, that was what we did this weekend. We did lots of raking of the leaves.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, we actually went out and me and Lana and Barrett played some golf down
nice.
On the Cape.
There you go.
Yeah, it was wet. It was rainy. It was a little brisk.
Yeah, but you weren't in a lacrosse field and you were doing something nice as a
we
family.
Weren't on our
that
phones.
That seems really nice.
Right.
Yeah,
right. So
100%.
How about you, producer Dan? How was your weekend?
I had a really good weekend. I spent the weekend up in Alton, New Hampshire with my family at the lake house.
Yeah, you do any work at the lake house? You raking any leaves up there?
No.
No, it's
in
a lake house because they just let it all fall, right?
I did zero work.
Thank you.
Well, technically, my brother lives up there, and he is definitely the keeper of the house.
Oh, he has
He's a little
blisters.
More handy than I. I mostly just go up for... I'm the vibes guy. He's the guy that can...
We all have our roles.
He's the guy that can actually fix and do things. I'm more the fun guy.
You can cook a steak.
So Friday night, we all went up. Me, Kaylee, my brother, my brother's girlfriend, my sister, and then the neighbors came over. We all hung out for the night, and Kaylee made my sister, who's a little bit older than me and is going through a separation, she made her a dating app for the first time.
And my, you gotta have a wing woman, I tell ya.
She's never been on the apps or anything like that. So after several drinks, they made her a hinge. It's funny to see it through the women's eyes. Mm-hmm. Just watching them, what they should put as the profile, like what pictures. They did a photo shoot to take pictures.
It's heavy work, Dan.
Yeah. And then watching like what they should say in the profile to attract people and watching them swipe on people.
Oh, yeah.
They're
brutal.
Women are way more selective on the dating apps. I was out there casting a wide net.
Yep.
When I back in the day when I was on,
I don't want a wide net. Very specific, micro infused, exactly perfect.
It was very interesting to see three women huddled around a phone going, "Oh no, not him, not him."
It. I love it.
Dan, give me that phone. I'll teach you how to find somebody. Good stuff. Thank you, Dan. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.